John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known."
Today we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," including the verse that has the line, "Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing," as neat a précis of the prologue to John's Gospel as you could hope to find. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yet when we reflect on the risk God took to come as a vulnerable child born into an unsafe and uncertain world, into occupied territory without medical care or sanitation, doesn't it make you wonder why? Surely there had to be an easier way. Helen Waddell's novel, Peter Abelard, about the great medieval theologian famous for his love affair with Eloise, has a scene in it. Peter is walking in the woods with his friend Tybalt. Tybalt is sharing the insight that made him want to be a priest. He points to a fallen log that's been sawn through the middle. "That dark ring there," he says, pointing to the exposed trunk. "It goes up and down the whole length of the tree. But you only see it where it is cut across. That is what Christ's life was. The bit of God that we saw. God didn't enter into that world on that first Christmas. God has always been here. The incarnation, God becoming human, is just God's way of enabling us to see, cut into a moment of history, what God is really like. God is Christ-like. And in God, there is no un-Christ-likeness at all. A blessed Christmas to us all."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, here amid the decorations on your son's birthday, we remember people who, like Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, have nowhere nice to live, or nowhere to live at all. Homeless through natural disaster or mistakes or misdeeds or misfortune. We pray for Christian Aid, Crisis, Shelter, Oxfam, and all the people and organisations that try to help. We remember those who are ill at home or in hospital, especially those known to us personally, and the people who are taking care of them. We remember all those who have sad thoughts today despite the festival, because they are not able to be in the place they call home, or because loved ones are not able to be in the place called home with them. Especially for those whose plans have been disrupted by changes in government guidance. Give them today happy memories, some good friends, and the certainty of homecoming or reunion in this world or the next. We pray for all who go in fear of violence, even on Christmas Day, and for those whose business it is to try and reassure them. Those serving in the armed forces, police officers, other emergency workers, good neighbours, and the world's peacemakers. We pray for everyone today suffering remorse for the past and admit before you the things that trouble our own conscience. We pray for all who, by their faith and your grace, are able to speak your word of forgiveness and hope. And preach the good news that because of Jesus, we can know you are alongside and on our side and have been all along. Amen.